This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another show. Fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It, of course, by the way, is the first of the month. And that means it's time to vote again for Free Talk Live, though I'm already receiving reports that the voting is not working for everyone. So I don't know how much longer we're going to keep doing this. I mean, The Podcast Alley voting is very, very worthwhile in that when Free Talk Live is number one or towards the top of the list, more people find the show. And advertisers have even found the show from that list.
Absolutely. We've gotten advertisers in the past from Podcast Alley, and I like it for that reason.
But eventually, if this voting stuff doesn't actually clear up or start working correctly, people are just going to not bother going back if it continues to not work for them. So here's what I'd recommend. If you're trying to vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com and you're getting an error message, don't tell me about it. I mean, I appreciate knowing, but go and use the contact form on Podcast Alley's website to let them know that you're having a problem. That's what I would suggest. Of course, obviously, that takes a little bit more effort for you, so I know probably only a select few of you will do so, but if only a few do, maybe they'll be aware of the issue. Though it's hard to believe they wouldn't be aware of the issue after all this time. Anyway, try to go and vote for Free Talk Live at vote.
It's darn annoying, I can tell you.
Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we go to your phone calls. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We start with Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I have some great news. We did a very cool thing with the Real ID here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Not only have we rejected the Real ID, and not only has Homeland Security given us an extension that we didn't ask for, so we're not going to get hassled over stuff for the next 2 years, but on top of that, because the dirty dogs in the Senate tried to attach this stupid Real ID thing to another piece of legislation, that piece of legislation now looks like it's going to die. That just got voted please to kill it in its little committee. And that piece of legislation exposes some problems that the Attorney General is having in the state of New Hampshire.
Like what?
Apparently, what the bill would have done is given the Attorney General's office the ability to go through ISP logs to get information.
Internet service providers.
Exactly. And apparently the deal is people who have voice over IP, such as how I'm calling you right now, the standard procedure for getting wiretaps doesn't work for voice over IP.
Nice.
So anyone who wants to do some piece of crime, at least in the state of New Hampshire, you know, if it's going to be on the phone, I suggest voice over IP. I don't know if that gives you complete immunity, but it should.
Oh, sounds like they got to Dennis.
Yeah,
still there?
Things might not work out if you use voice over IP.
Yeah, I do like the voice over IP. In fact, that maybe it was his line, maybe it was mine, because that line there is a voice over IP line. And it generally works pretty darn well. Like 99% of the time or 97 or 98% of the time, if you make a bunch of phone calls, you'll start to find out the holes. You'll start to find out that there are some problems. But generally, for general use of a phone, I think it's a wonderful technology.
You know, and over the we've used it on the show for a few years now, and it used to be bad, and it's gotten better. Voice over IP really will be great.
Yeah, there used to be occasional pops on the line. It used to bother the hell out of me. It still seems to happen a little bit, but not like it used to. So very pleased with the way things have gone. I presume this might be Dennis calling back. Who is this?
This is Dennis.
Okay,
I swear that's never happened before. They must be snooping. It's the NSA.
Yeah, I would never, you know, if you're doing something ultra secretive, I would never just presume that voice over IP is more secure. But from what you're telling me, it sounds like it may be a little bit more secure. And I would imagine there are probably ways of encrypting voice over IP. So who knows what sort of layers of security one could add in if one wanted to.
It's just such a beautiful thing, though. Like, not only did they not get their Real ID, they didn't get, I mean, they're spinning all these great stories about, you know, the stalkers they can't catch because they can't go through the phone logs, the murders, the, you know, all the scare stories, and the committee just didn't buy it, I guess. The committee doesn't want to give them that kind of power, too much intruding into people's, you know, privacy and stuff. I'm just amazed that it flew.
Well, wasn't there a report recently? We heard about it. I didn't see it, but rumor has it that New Hampshire was ranked as the safest state in America. Do you hear
about that? Wouldn't surprise me. There's so much privacy stuff that we have. Like, you know, when you get your driver's license, you can actually tell them not to put your picture on it, not to put your Social Security number on it, and for an address, you can have a P.O. box put on it.
Now, I've had a lot of problems with the driver's license and the P.O. box situation. I've been told that you actually cannot do that, Dennis, by the bureaucrats.
If you wish, I will go ahead and give you, I don't have it at the tip of my fingers, but I can easily forward that to you. If you contact the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they'll be happy to get you that info. It's right there in the law, and it's one of those cases where how often does the bureaucrat actually know the law?
Yeah, you can't believe what a bureaucrat says.
When a citizen shows up with a copy of the law saying, excuse me, RSA 1234 says you have to.
That's a great point. I mean, you can't trust a bureaucrat.
Well, if you think of it later, email it to me if you would.
Dennis, anything else going on up here you need to share?
Nope, I just thought that was fun stuff.
All right, man, good to know, and it's good to know that the activists are making a difference here in New Hampshire. The Liberty Activists, and thank you for the call, the Liberty Activists here, moving here as part of the Free State Project, hundreds of them here so far, more coming this year. We're expected to have 1,000 in the state by the end of the year, and the few hundred that are already here have made an incredible difference so far, as Dennis is pointing out. In many cases, the New Hampshire government will be trying to pass some new law or piece of legislation to restrict more freedom, and it's the Free Staters and some of the New Hampshire Liberty Activists that have sort of been reactivated by the Free Staters that are the ones that are turning out. It's the Liberty Activists here in New Hampshire that are turning out to put a stop to this stuff, and they're having some pretty impressive successes.
Any successes are impressive because there's so few people standing up for liberty in the United States, and on a state level, people just don't do anything. And most states are too large for people to travel to the capital to do anything about it. Yeah. There's a tomorrow, I think it's at 10 or something like that, there's a homeschooler thing in Concord. I expect there'll be just a huge amount of people there on that issue. And the farthest anybody could possibly be from Concord in this state is like 3 hours, and most people are within an hour.
Nick's here with us from Free Minds TV, freemindstv.com. You are a New Hampshire native who has been reactivated, I guess, so to speak, by the liberty activists coming in here.
I was already pretty active. I'm a little young to be reactivated, but
okay.
But yeah, I was pretty active, but it's brought a lot more people in, having the Free Staters come. And I don't know how many pieces of legislation, you know, I don't know how it would have gone on some of these bills, like with the seatbelt law that narrowly got killed, I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would have passed if the Free State Project hadn't chosen New Hampshire.
How could you know?
But my belief is that, yeah, we'd have a seatbelt law, we'd have a lot more laws in this state. I'm sure some of things still would have gotten killed just because there was kind of a native group of people who oppose bigger government, but there weren't enough and they weren't active enough to really have the same amount of success that the Free State Project movers have been able to get.
So you've definitely seen an increase in the level of activism going on in the last few years?
Especially in the last, I would say in the last year, 18 months, I think people have refined their activism, both the political stuff and the non-political stuff. And I think we're seeing more success. That's my impression, is that, you know, the NHLA, it's now an established organization. They know what they need to do to try to kill a bad bill or to get a good bill passed. And we had a lot of success. I mean, for the first time ever, the marijuana decrim bill got through the House. That wouldn't have happened, I don't think, without Matt Simon, who is a Free Stater, and he's over at New Hampshire Common Sense. So there's a lot of things the Free State Project has had an impact on, and, you know, surprisingly, with a few hundred people, there really it's been a mixed record. I mean, there's been losses, too, but they've had a lot of success.
Just to make it clear, the marijuana bill decriminalizes marijuana from a first-degree misdemeanor to a $200 fine. It doesn't decriminalize marijuana.
No, it's just a step
in possession of less than a quarter ounce.
I'm not aware. I think just about every state where it's been decriminalized has some penalty in place.
Making it clear what you mean by decriminalize.
More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions.
Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Live, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. So, would like to jump here into the email box. Mark, you said you had something about the kind of glut of conspiracy callers that we've had recently, mm-hmm. and I don't really want to stir them up again, but you said it was so good you wanted to share it on the show.
Yeah,
so if you don't mind.
I do. It's from Carrie. She says, "Hello, Mark. Is there some way you guys can start to screen a few of these nuts that are calling in? It seems that over the last few days, we're being forced to deal with listening to the almost constant call-ins by these nut jobs who don't seem to be interested in the message of liberty at all, but just go over and over these ludicrous, shot-out theories about chemtrails and aliens and who knows what else. Now, I know you guys don't put any stock in these theories whatsoever, but let me tell you, we, the listeners, are being subjected to them either way. It doesn't matter if you don't go in for the stuff, we are still having to spend our valuable time that we'd hoped would involve intelligent conversations about the struggle for personal freedom, listening to people who should really be on medication instead of the radio."
I'd like to say I understand her concerns, and I do empathize with them to some extent. However, this is not the show about the struggle for personal freedom. It is the show about anybody calling in about anything. And that's the way the show has always been. There's no reason why we couldn't change the rules should we really want to, but show's been working fine for 5 years as is, and that is kind of the gimmick to the program. It's an open phone show all 6 nights a week, all 3 hours a night. So what I would suggest is that, well, first of all, as we get on more radio stations, the conspiracy callers will automatically go down because they primarily are internet listeners listening via our network stream, and they're used to hearing conspiracy shows all day long, and then they come and then they encounter Free Talk Live and they're not getting what they're used to hearing. So the more radio stations we have, the more average people listening, the less likely the conspiracy kooks will call in.
Just like Saturday night. Saturday night's a good example.
Well, they actually did call Saturday night, but mm-hmm. they only got in through like the first couple minutes of the show. Mm-hmm. They didn't last for very long. So the higher the volume of calls in general, the more difficult it will be for them to get through. So the problem can be solved on its own by other people calling the show. In the absence of calls, anybody can get on, and most frequently they do. It's not always the best radio, I understand that, but then again, we're not really competing with very much. I mean, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, it's always the same old crap every single day, so it's not like there's anywhere else to turn to. I could install some sort of phone screening policy, but then what? Do we only screen out conspiracy callers? Who else do we screen out at that point? Talk about liberty? That's not the point of the show. I mean, we do like talking about freedom and liberty,
sure,
but we also like taking calls about anything, and this isn't a show that's solely focused on that. We've talked about personal issues. We've talked about self-improvement. We've talked about just fun stuff as well, and I wouldn't want to screen out any of those calls, and some of the conspiracy calls are pretty entertaining, and some of it results in relatively entertaining discussion or argument.
Some are good, and some of them are just combative as hell if we don't entirely agree with what they have to say. Others realize, look, I got to call into a nationally syndicated show and get my message out, even if the hosts didn't believe the poppycock that I'm spewing out of my cake hole. At the very least, I got to communicate with the masses, you know.
Yeah. Does she have more to
say? Oh, yeah, lots of it. Honestly, it's call-ins like this that have hung that dark shadow of weirdo over our movement towards peace and liberty. We have heard over and over again, yeah, I like Ron, what Ron Paul has to say, but it seems like everyone that's supporting him is a wacko conspiracy nut. How many times have you heard that?
I'd just like to point out to any conspiracy theorists that are listening that this is how you are received by most people.
I think that's so. I mean, more than anything, I can't say I'm even that far from most of these conspiracy theorists. Do I think that, the government might be spraying stuff out of the back of planes to control the weather? I wouldn't put it past them. It doesn't seem impossible to me that the government would do that. Do I think that that a cabal of rich bankers wants to control the world? Well, yeah, I think that a cabal of rich everything wants to control the world. I do think that rich people control the world and that we poor people are just their serfs. I guess I'm not too far off of a lot of this stuff. Aliens? Well, I don't think aliens have spent a great deal of time poking around here in old planet Earth. I just find it difficult to imagine that there's post-light travel by intelligent aliens. It doesn't make any sense to me. Bigfoot, on the other hand, it makes perfectly good sense to me that there's a North American primate. You get traditional-minded people who tune in and might at the moment be open to hearing the message of liberty, and they hear some crackpot telling about how the government is spraying chemicals across the country to poison us all. This is one potential patriot lost, probably never to be regained. I know you guys place a lot of stock in not screening calls, but let me tell you, I think in this particular area, you should screen out these nut jobs that want to talk about this kind of garbage. Even when you state clearly you don't believe this stuff and these are not the important issues, you're allowing it to consume a large part of your airtime and giving it importance by doing so. In other words, actions speak much, much louder than words. I really wish you guys would just make a statement that no more of these theories will be discussed on the air. Don't screen the other calls, but gosh, I wish you guys would screen these. This is the only thing that I do not like about your show, but it is a big thing. Those of us who are serious and determined people don't want to waste our time with this kind of thing, and your show is very close to being the only show that openly discusses liberty and current events involving liberty. But these topics are a very real threat to your credibility. It's obviously your show, but I thought you might want a little honest input from some very loyal listeners. I hope you take this and the positive criticism that was intended to be. I wanted to write this email back when you guys devoted an entire show nearly to the Gene Ray guy. We were sort of shocked and horrified at that one, but decided to wait and see if it was just a whim. Please tell me this is not the route that the show will be taking in the future. If it is, we're going to just be heartbroken. And, you know, like what she says or not, that's what a great deal of our listeners out there really think about the conspiracy stuff. And, you know, there's lots of conspiracy shows out there. Does it really have to monopolize all of Free Talk Live or a great deal of Free Talk Live's time on some shows?
Well, it doesn't. It only on some shows. It seems to come in waves. I mean, there have been times when they will call day after day, and then there are times when there months. Are several days yeah. in a row, if not months, where we don't hear hardly anything from them. So it's not like that all the time, and you know, if you shut them down, if you screen out the calls, then there will probably be a sect of them, some of them, that will redouble their efforts to try to get through, to, yeah. you know, break through the call screening, to lie about what they want to talk about. And then when they get in, they'll get on and they'll start talking about whatever their chemtrail issue is or whatever it is. And then we have to hang up on them. And then we sound bad because of that. And then, if we're excluding one particular topic, then people can accuse us of no longer being Free Talk Live. Would we have to rename the show at that point?
I don't think we should screen them out. I'm just reading an email from a very concerned listener who I believe is an Elfson amplifier. But what I would if that were, you know, something we were looking to do.
You know what? We're going to be back here in moments. I think the board ops are having trouble with the commercials.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent. Helicopter rides and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. Our number here is 800-259-9231. Inevitably, on a show where the concept is open phones all the time, 6 days a week, 3 hours a night, inevitably somebody's going to call in and say something or bring up a topic that someone else doesn't like.
Mm.
And that's what this particular emailer is focusing on. She is upset that we allow anybody to call into the show, specifically the conspiracy theorists, and she would like them to be screened out. But, of course, screening out the conspiracy calls would necessitate a change in the concept of the show, because Free Talk Live, as we say multiple times per program, is the show you can call and take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever topic you want. The idea being that many shows in the world of talk radio are very, very restrictive on who will be allowed to call in. Many shows, if you are not talking about what the host is talking about, most shows are very host-centric, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you look at the name of a show, The Sean Hannity Show, what's that show about? Well, Sean Hannity.
Whatever the hell Sean wants to talk about.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, The Glenn Beck Show, you know, same thing with the other liberal talkers, The Ed Schultz Show. It's all about that one
talk personality. Mostly that's what happens with us, though. We talk about something, and the people call in about that subject, generally.
Well, okay, that might be true, but that doesn't stop the show from being different in its concept.
Absolutely. We do stick to what we say, and it shows that you can call in about anything you want.
Right. So the way these other shows work is the host comes in with usually a lot of prep on one particular topic, and they'll focus on that one topic for an entire hour.
Mm-hmm.
And in any call that's outside of that topic will be told, call back during Open Lines Friday or call back some other time. Sorry, we don't need your call right now. And most of the calls are going to be screened out. Even calls that are calling on that topic in many cases are screened out if the caller is making a point that the host doesn't want to hear.
Or the caller is making a point that the host has already made. They just, you know, they for whatever reason, they put on whomever they feel like. If you're disagreeing with the host, but you sound kind of dumb and the host can handle talking to you, well, you better believe you're going on the air. But if you sound like a college professor and you're calling in to disagree with the host and it sounds like you really got your ducks in a row, you're not going on.
That's correct. So the concept of Free Talk Live was generated by the fact that I, as a talk radio listener and fan of talk radio, saw that this concept of open, the ability to talk about anything was fairly lacking in the world of talk radio, and so I wanted to remedy that with my program, and that's what we did. It just so happens, that's not an original idea. As I said, there are shows out there that have open lines hours or open lines days, things like that. They use that as a gimmick in the middle of their show, but we do it all the time. But anybody can do that, and there are shows that are like that out there in the world of radio, so not even that was original. I guess what's different about the way we handle it here on Free Talk Live is we happen to be liberty-oriented people. So it's an open format show, an open phone show. When issues are brought up, you will hear them addressed from a pro-liberty standpoint. Now, if someone calls up and they want to talk about donuts, well, we can talk about donuts. There's no real pro-liberty spin you can put on that.
It's difficult to make donuts very interesting for very long.
That may be true, Mark. But that doesn't, you could still talk about that. And I do like donuts. They are quite delicious. I do like to take them and put them in the microwave for about 20 seconds. If you just buy regular store-bought donuts, it really increases the tastiness.
If we're going to talk about favorite donuts, I like the Enemans crumb tops.
Ooh.
Yeah, awesome.
So, anything does go. And when it comes to issues that are not of a political nature or apolitical nature, however you want to look at it, we will address those things. We'll talk about it. We'll even take more calls on that. So do you want us to cut those calls out as well? I mean, the person is very upset by the fact that not every bit of this show is about liberty. And that's not what the show is ever about.
For one thing, part of the deal is that we don't sell. For one, we don't talk about the show to program directors or advertisers. That it's a pro, it's the pro liberty libertarian show. That that may or may not get carried as much as an open lines current events show that the listener controls.
The next generation of issues oriented talk.
Right. All these things that, are said about the show and gosh darn it are true. That to me seems more likely that a program director or an advertiser would want to be associated with those things. However, we are both libertarians and therefore when we talk about issues that have to do with government, we're going to talk about smaller or non-existent government as a solution. So it to some extent it manages to get our message, which has not managed to get out there. A real libertarian message has not managed to get out into the general public at all. It manages to get that message out. So
I can understand the concern, though, that the conspiracy callers, if people aren't listening with a careful ear, they could assume that when they hear conspiracy stuff come on Free Talk Live, they could assume that libertarians in general think that. But I think
a lot of people do consider that.
And a lot of people don't listen very carefully. That's true.
But it's not as if you really agree when the 9/11 truthers call in or whoever it is, the chemtrail people.
No.
Radio isn't very good if nobody's disagreeing. So one of the reasons to let people call in who are bringing up ideas that you don't agree with is that you can argue with them about it. That's entertaining.
I think that I can probably speak for Carrie on this one. It's not that the conspiracy callers get on. It's that they have gotten on, and when they, they've gotten on so often recently, and when they do get on, they have a tendency to monopolize an hour and a half of the show. When you say you disagree with the one chemtrail guy, then the next chemtrail guy calls in, and then he blabs on, and then the next one calls in, and then they get frustrated, and they start calling names, and, that's how it goes. Whereas,
it's
not even like that with the fundamentalist Christians. If a Christian calls in and we disagree with them on some subject or something like that, it's not like we get a barrage of calls from the Christians. These people,
true believers,
right, are more fundamentalist believers than the Christians are. That's what it's like. It's like being puked on. What it's like.
I don't know if they're truer believers, but they're certainly more vocal and they're more concerned about what you think than evangelicals. So, I mean, that says a lot.
That's fine, but, you know, I think this is a lesson. More than anything, one of the reasons I wanted to read this is a lesson to the conspiracy folks out there. Look, if you don't want to look like a complete lunatic, talk about your issue and then let people disagree. Because if you call in and pound them and pound them and pound them, you're worse than the Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay? That's what it's like for us on the other side. And that's what it's like for Carrie. She wants to see this show that she cares for and supports financially not even take calls on a conspiracy subject.
Well, I do have to say, though, if you don't like the conspiracy calls, pick up the phone and call in about it. So I know there's more listeners out there who aren't conspiracy theorists than there are conspiracy theorists.
I think what we could do, though, as show hosts, is not engage them quite so much. You know,
I think the problem there is if you don't engage them and you don't disagree and you don't point out explicitly how you disagree and why you disagree, then I think you could very easily be, you know, someone could very easily say, well, these guys are clearly conspiracy.
I think
groups.
you can ask a couple of hard questions without, without going into the, well, it makes you look nuts and all this other explanation to them. Just say, oh, yeah, well, don't the chemtrail pilots have, don't they have families, too? You know, ask a couple of hard questions and say, do you believe in shrinking the size of the federal government? You do? Great. Then I believe in whatever crackpot theory you're all
for. But I don't believe in their crackpot theories.
But you say it in just
and
that
I don't
kind
want
of
to sound
deadpan
like
fashion.
More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB creekrange.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. You can buy whatever you need to buy. Used item, new item, 41 categories to shop in. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So, yes, this is the show about anything. You call about anything. We go to your phone calls at this point, and we will talk with Matthew, calling from Houston, listening on Free Media Networks. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was going to talk about the Paulville Project. Have you heard of it?
We actually
heard about it last night.
For the first time last night, as I understand it, it is essentially a group of Ron Paul followers, fanatics, people that
supporters.
Like freedom, that have decided to take the Free State Project idea and run with it in a small little area of Texas, not to take over the entire state of Texas or spread out through the state, but to purchase a plot of land and build and live self-sufficiently and live together on it. And I say, you know, best of luck to them. I don't know how successful they will be, but good luck. How do you feel about it?
Well, considering that I'm part of the project, I think I'm quite for it.
Oh, excellent. Why would you choose this option over the Free State Project, an already existing, similarly minded project that already has hundreds of members who've already moved to New Hampshire and have already gotten active
and thousands
liberty.
Of members signed up?
Well, the goals of the two projects actually are a bit different in the end. And also, there's also the considerations of, number one, I cannot stand the cold. You know, it's just no way.
Gotcha.
And second of all,
hey, I'm wondering here. I'd like to ask you this question since I've got somebody on the phone. Is do you think that there were some patriots around 1776 that said, you know, I'd stick around here in this Valley Forge thing and fight for our independence from England, but I just can't stand the cold.
Well, there's a bit of a difference in spending 1 or 2 years temporarily at a place, and then there's a difference between that and actually moving there for multiples of decades.
Okay. I think, Mark, you're kind of condescending when you bring that
point
up.
I really am. I'm from frickin' Florida. Are you telling me I can handle the cold? I lived there for 35 years. This cold excuse seems ludicrous to me, and
he said there was a different goal to the project, so maybe there's the goal.
I do want to hear that, but you know, it's often trotted out there, and the cold one, I just find it so lame, so namby-pamby.
What's the minor reason, among others? You know.
Okay. Well, what is the difference?
You did say two.
What's the key difference between the two concepts?
Well, you know, one is you're trying to affect the local government for a governmental change in liberty, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to affect it as a local level societal change in liberty. You know,
I don't think you understand the Free State Project entirely. There's many, many movers to the Free State Project that really have nothing at all to do with government, and a societal change is exactly what they're looking for.
Well, you're probably correct in that respect. I have
well, considering I'm here.
That's why we talk, really. But you know, I've been actually watching them since before people started moving up there, and I frequented the forums for some time, and that's what I got from the discussion there. So
yeah,
I may be unaware of things that may be going on there.
Forum denizens have a tendency to represent one area or another in just about every forum out there. You won't get a true picture of what everybody on the forum thinks by just the few people that post, generally.
Yeah, if you go to the Free Talk Live BBS, for instance, the people that post there are in no way representative of the individuals that listen to the show.
It's necessarily,
a different group of people. And just so you know, the statement of intent when you join the Free State Project says, I state my solemn intent to move to New Hampshire once there. I'll exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So that says the maximum role, which means that there are a lot of members in the Free State Project that are anarcho-capitalists or voluntarists or free marketeers that want no governmental role in society and are prepared to work in the marketplace to achieve those ends. Perhaps the Paulville thing is not an activist movement at all. You're just people that are moving together, because that is the one factor with the Free State Project is you do agree to be an activist when you move here, and that means actually having to take action. From what I understand of the Paulville, you guys just all want to move and live together, right?
Oh yeah, that's really one of the big things for us.
It's different then. That makes sense. So you guys don't really want to do anything to advance liberty except live together, basically, right?
We do want to advance liberty, but,
But you know you're not going to do it in a state the size of Texas,
and
right?
You're not going to do it by separating yourselves from the rest of society, because the Paulville, as I understand it, is the location of the property is about 60 miles east of El Paso, and pretty much nothing else is in the remote vicinity. So there won't really be anyone who's affected by your movement. You'll just simply be living together. So it does actually sound like the goals of the projects are completely different.
Well, it's a very survivalist project, because we are going to be going out there and we're going to be quite literally building from scratch. The lot has absolutely no development on it whatsoever.
Right.
There are
right.
some nearby sources of water, and the soil is good. There's an extremely long growing season. You know, you get lots of sun, so, you know.
So you guys are kind of moving back to the land, no more need for, grocery stores, things like that. You're going to go and grow it all by yourself and everything?
That's exactly the direction we want to move. What we're trying to do is we're trying to fulfill the idea, really, of Thomas Jefferson's self-sufficient society of farmers.
Interesting.
How many people do you have to have your project be a success?
Well, right now we have about 25 people, who said, we've bought land here, and we're going to try and move to it.
So 25 people have said, yes, we will move. 25 people have plopped down money. 25 people have what?
Yeah, precisely. We've fronted about $8,000 here in between us. So, we are committed.
So between the 25 people, you've got $9,000?
Yeah.
Excellent.
To purchase the property, yeah.
Very good.
All right.
And the property has been purchased, but that's not what I called to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it was actually the more technical aspects of surviving out in a desert place like that. And I was just going to talk about some of my ideas for it.
Okay, we've got time for one of your ideas. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually sorting through some of my old stuff because my house being remodeled and having to move my stuff around when I came across a box of Legos. And I said to myself, looking back on, just my playing with them when I was a kid, I said to myself, why don't we use this idea to construct, large objects instead of these small ones made of plastic? And so I said to myself, okay, how do they work? Can it be applied to, say, those principles that go into allowing, Legos to be interchangeable and all their other qualities be applied to larger structures, say, a house? And I thought, yeah, that could work out. And so that's what I'm trying to do right now, is I'm actually using a CAD program to try and implement that.
You're building giant Legos?
No. We're using the principles that allow Legos to act as they do to guide and design of larger structures.
What principles are those?
Does that mean where they that have the interlocking little bumps on them and they can fit together without nails and that sort of thing?
Well, the method of interlocking would be more like a Rector set than Legos, but the principle is the same, you know, that all the parts tessellate into each other. All
so basically this is kind of a movement of tinkerers, people that want to really get back to the Earth and withdraw.
Somebody's going to really enjoy that.
Withdraw from society. Absolutely. There's no doubt that there are people within the Liberty Movement that are totally interested in this.
They're probably going to, you know, get some windmills up there.
Right.
Probably, if there's some streams.
That's exactly what we're going for, really.
Yeah. To some extent,
it sounds like a really tight-knit community. I think that one of the problems of tight-knit communities can be bickering and things like that, but and I hope
definitely. We've actually encountered some of those problems already, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're finding ourselves able to, you know, kind of sort themselves out, but, you know, things just happen as time goes on.
Is this being run as a commune, or are you buying it together and then you're going to break up and actually have private ownership of different parts of the property there?
Well, we have yet to make a decision on that. We're going to be right now it's owned as a corporation. We each hold shares of corporation, which translate into discrete amounts of land.
This sounds like a mess.
That's a disaster. If you can have any kind of sway over this, I would recommend fully that everybody gets their own little chunk of land. They've tried this that sort of communal thing here with the first white inhabitants of America, and it failed. And I just don't think you're going to have a lot of luck with that kind of communal ownership.
That's one of the things I'm going to be bringing up during the first meeting, and we're going to be talking it out and just hammering things out, because splitting up the land and granting individual ownership, you know, is still an option for us.
So. Well, you have a board of directors, or everybody gets a vote, every shareholder?
Yeah, the shareholders are the board of directors.
Okay, so there is a way to get to a consensus, because a lot of communes have no real structure to make decisions, so I guess it's better than just...
Still, though, multiple people owning something always leads to
trouble.
There's
always a loser.
Yep, good luck with that, and you know, feel free to check in and let us know how it's going. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. You'd think libertarians would know better than to own things communally, and that private property rights would reign supreme, but... We'll see what they do. Interesting project. Hour 2 is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.